Project 180 is the brainchild of President Executive Director Barbara Richards, and she was in California and just really observed a great need to help recently released felons who are in the process of becoming what we call former offenders to get back into life, community life on what they call the outside, which is what we live in. Her initial company that she owned was a restaurant, actually, but she got into this and was a bit reluctant at first to really understand how she could help. But the more she learned and the more she explored, she realized this really was going to be her future and she could make a great difference. And she's gathered a whole bunch of volunteers around her, people from the communities, the local region, Southwest Florida, to assist these about-to-be felons who are ready to rejoin society. And, you know, the most important thing is probably the ability to work, obtaining a job, and second followed by housing and followed by transportation and, of course, you know, food. So it really gets to the heart of, you know, food, clothing, and shelter.
How did you get to work with Project 180?
A friend of mine, Rick Ratner from Landrum HR, gave me a call and asked if I wanted to volunteer. I had never heard of this program. I didn't know anything about it, but he gave me a preliminary insight into what it was and what it did. And he said we would be going to prison, which initially was a bit of a scary thought to think we'd be having a prison adventure. And I learned more. And I investigated more and spoke with Barbara. And I decided, well, I do a lot of pay it forward. I do a number of volunteer things. And I thought, I'm going to try this and see if I can help those individuals.
What qualifications does anyone need to have to be part of Project 180?
I think just a serious interest in helping these individuals who have done their time, paid the price, and now are ready to become solid citizens. And the desire of helping them to gain gainful employment, productive work experiences, safe housing, opportunities to understand how the world has changed while they have been incarcerated. You know, cell phones may have changed. The need for a cell phone is maybe something new. Understanding, you know, what it is available in public transportation or how to obtain other transportation, assisting them to get back with their family, if that's their plan, or just to join a community and work as a solid citizen. They do lecture series. And they do, I'm not familiar if the cycle is once a month, but they also do financial literacy, because handling money, you know, is a large part of why any of us get into trouble. If we don't understand banking or saving, how to put your money away, how to pay your bills, people pay bills online now. We didn't do that years and years ago. So, you know, understanding how to get a bank account, keep a bank account, if that's, you know, available to you and so forth. So they do a lot of what they call reentry, re-education programming.
And for people who want to join Project 180?
The best thing is to go onto the website, which is Project 180 Reentry. That's all one word. There's not a dash in there, .org. So www.project180reentry.org, and there's an information there on contacting Barbara herself, ability to read what's going on through the blog posts, and to donate, make a small donation or anything you could possibly afford towards this program. You know, the goal is not to have recidivism, if I said that word right. Those individuals who get out not to have to return to a confined environment, but to instead become useful members of society once again by turning their lives around and helping to ensure safety in the communities as well as productivity for themselves and their family members.